Hello, this is WJOY's Lamplighter Program. I'm Howard Gunning, and today we're going to continue our conversation with John and Tammy Junker, team missionaries in Japan.
For being in Japan, what's the best way to get a Japanese person even interested, remotely interested in becoming a, maybe not even becoming a Christian, but just even associating with you guys and your little group of 30 fanatics and your...
Really, you know, relationships are very important. It's really relationships, not so much I was convicted by a message or a tract. It's really getting to know someone and having relationships and then needing teachable moments, you know. They have suddenly something's taken away that they were relying on, you know, whether it's some disaster, someone dies, a sickness, losing a job, you know.
Or having a child or something in a family.
Right.
A husband, wife relationship.
Right. Things are wonderful, baby comes along, and then suddenly they're not relating well, and what's going on? So just opening their eyes to the spiritual dimension, you know, yeah, we have this thing called sin, or yeah, we have things we can't control, and really seeing that they don't have it all together. So being there in relationship with people at the right time when something goes wrong and they need help.
That must be a challenge for you guys because crises don't happen on your time schedule, you know. Yeah, I'm gonna schedule that baby to be born or that heart attack for 3 o'clock on Friday, and I'll be there for you.
You need to be relatable. So you have to be available.
Yeah.
And you might get the call, or you might they'll say I just want to talk to you, and you're sort of they blindside you with this problem. But that's what you have to be ready to do, and that's fine. You know, we're thankful for that time because that gives us time to share the gospel or share not even the complete gospel. We can share a little bit of it, who God is or what sin is or why do we struggle?
Being there.
Just being there, praying with them.
Incarnation, just being there with them, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's takes time.
Yeah.
But I think it also it builds to the relationship of Christ, knowing Christ. So the relationship that we have, Lord willing, it will go toward the relationship to Christ. And that's where we want to go.
What would you say to an American believer, right here, sitting here, obviously we're broadcasting to rural America here, rural Illinois. What would you want to tell someone in rural America about ministry in Japan?
We have a friend 2 hours from here, east, that Bart, came to Japan because of a JET English teaching program.
Mm-hmm. He's from a very rural area.
Very rural, very small town, and yet he made an impact on our church. I could tell you a whole long story about it, but God used him to touch lives because God brought him.
Even though he couldn't speak Japanese.
Not one word of Japanese.
He stayed for 4 years and he never
learned Japanese.
But
he had an impact on our church. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I guess that's where God can use anybody, anywhere to, you know. And
they have a willing heart.
Open heart, loving heart. They can make a difference on the Japanese church or on other unbelievers. I mean, he can preach.
And the time there really helped him to grow, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we saw. So I can see that happening, and it has happened here in rural Illinois. And we saw that, how he made an impact on our church.
Yeah. Well, again, we're talking with John and Tammy Junker of the Evangelical Alliance Mission in Nagano, Japan. If you go to team.org's website, you'll be able to find out more about Team, and if you search Japan in there, you'll see a whole list of short-term and even maybe somewhat longer-term mission opportunities. So if something you're hearing today is like, you know, I might like to take a crack at that, check that out. So let's say I decide, yeah, I'm going to do this. I want to come and help John and Tammy or someone else there in Japan. What should I be prepared for? What should I be thinking of before I do this?
Just being open to what the needs might be. You know, sometimes we think, oh, I'm really good at this and I can give this to those people or whatever. But it's really important to know what the needs are. Just be willing to do what's needed in the place, participant observer, kind of before deciding what you're going to do to help, I think. Yeah. There are lots of needs.
There's just lots of needs, and just being there. I mean, like a relationship doesn't, it's not what you do, it's how you relate to people, and the Japanese, like, they need that relationship. First, I think the relationship that they build with a believer will become a relationship that can lead them to Christ.
Yeah.
And so just being able to really spend time with people. And in short termers, language, like I said, we talked about our Bart, didn't know the language, yet he did have an impact on the believers, encouraged them really a lot. At a time when our church was really, really, really struggling, he just was able to encourage them. Yeah. But
really loving the Lord and praying. Like, we have some friends who came to Japan years ago, and they couldn't speak the language. They were only there 1 year?
2 years.
Two years? No, I'm talking about the Rafiers.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, very, yeah, 1 year, probably.
Yeah, and in that time, they reached this girl who ended up becoming a career missionary. And, I mean, they had a great impact in one little year just because they prayed and loved.
And had a heart for people.
Yeah, they didn't learn the language.
A lot of it just comes back to that heart that you have for Christ and that servant heart. Because, again, I could come anywhere. I could come to Japan or anywhere and say, hi, let you and I start a relationship. Well, I can't just walk in to somebody cold turkey and say, I think I want to get to know you, because folks are like...
Especially in Japan. They look, they're sort of, they stand off and watch you before they can really say, can I trust this person, or do I want to have a relationship with them? They have relationships all over. That's their world. So why should they have a close relationship with you when they already have a world of relationships? And so that's where they see and look and see, what type of person are you? Is this Christianity that you're talking about really, really that important, or is that meaningful? It is from our point of view, but can they see that?
Can they see that, yeah. What are some of the needs that the church in Japan has?
Wow, that's a hard question. There's lots of needs.
Leadership.
Yeah.
Leadership.
I think probably the greatest need right now is leadership. Mm-hmm. I think the pastors are burning out. Mm-hmm. They're getting tired. It's just a difficult place. They work by themselves. They work very hard. They work, they're probably not going to retire because there's not enough pastors. So leadership.
And the culture shift. I mean, that's true everywhere. I mean, just not being Japanese, but being Christian, biblical culture. There's a lot of, again, protecting the harmony can get in the way of godly relationships. Someone does something that offends you, and so you just stop going to church. That's not going to build your community.
Yeah. Rather than try to...
Because the idea is, let's just keep everything calm, so if I don't confront you, then I'm keeping that
world. And then there's also the kind of Japanese Christian culture where the pastor does everything and the believers just sit back and get fed. That way of thinking is also not biblical and not healthy. Really, the believers need to be owning the ministry themselves, everyone participating. It's true anywhere in the world. A healthy church is one where all the believers are actively participating. And we've
seen that happen. So when I look at Japan, it really is difficult and lots of problems, but we can see, if you have a healthy church and it becomes a magnet in a sense, people start coming. Mm-hmm. And people see joy and they see, a life. And they see, so I look at Japan not as being so difficult as much as how can we get a healthy church going, and then how can it become a reproducing church? Mm-hmm. So I don't see a negative side as much as let's see a positive. It can follow scripture. It can become a really healthy, what the world needs. And I believe the church can do that.
Trusting scripture, walking with the Lord, not just feeling like you got to do things your way or what's comfortable. Kind of the same old.
So let's see. You're coming back here for a year, and then what's your goal next after that?
That's a good question. We're not sure.
Okay. So be praying for John and Tammy.
We need real wisdom. Mm-hmm. We would like to go back to the area we're in.
Yeah, and you've been there. Actually, ministering for how long?
So I've been in that town and area for 30 years.
Okay.
So and the church is moving ahead. Both churches are going ahead. We have another church that's starting to move ahead. So, are we supposed to be staying there, continuing there? We'd like to, but we don't
know
about.
We're in a good place. We've got a team of 7 families working together, some missionaries, some Japanese a pastor's family
some,
too.
As a business, working in the business world. Business.
Plus, the pastors are starting to work together too.
We the local want, pastors, we're having a yeah. good relationship with them. So we're seeing good things happen.
Yeah, we have this vision of, you know, we want the local pastors to work together to see themselves as resources, as helpers in this whole...
Not being burned out, being
right,
like, because it's so hard.
Out, not being alone, yeah. but God wants to use them together to reach Nagano, and we're going in that direction. Things are really moving ahead. But our family situation, just our children's education, is the one reason we aren't really sure mm-hmm. what God has for us.
Yeah, because your kids are 15...
17. 15... Oh, it'll be 18, I guess, in July.
Yeah, he'll be probably staying in the States because mm-hmm. he'll be graduating yeah. from high school this year. But the middle son is going to be, yeah, he's the one that we've been doing online school, and that has not gone well. And there's no school in the area, in mm-hmm. the countryside, so we might have to move to a place that has a school or send him somewhere, and yeah. I'm not sure that we want to do that.
And then we have a two-year-old.
Then we have a two-year-old.
Yeah, wow.
Wow. That's open doors.
I mean, so, oh my, yeah.
Well, once again, we've run out of time for today's conversation, so we'll pick that up again tomorrow. So be sure to tune back in to WJLY's Lamplighter program. Thanks for making us a part of your day.